gun. Bunch formation to his left. Here's the snap to Bortles. Bortles in the pocket. There's pressure. And he's sacked by J.J. Watt.
With return of J.J. Watt in 2017, the Texans' defense will be...
Even better than last season when it ranked number one. A chance to be number one when it comes to allowing fewer points. But to do that, your offense has got to keep the ball a lot.
Better. I don't know how it could be better, but better. And I think, you know, seeing Clowney come on like he did last year without Watt had to be unbelievable news for this Texans team.
You know, every year is different. I think if they were able to be the same level that they were last year, they'd be happy with that. But obviously, J.J. gives you some more options. And, you know, being able to pair him now with a more developed Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Mercilus, they've got the potential to be better up front than they were.
Brilliantly awesome, right? Bring a little J.J. Watt energy to it.
Beastlier? Is beastlier a word? I'm trying
to now.
Be economical with my words here. I know we're looking for short and sweet. Even better. Now, obviously, you're talking about back issues. You're hoping you get him healthy and sustain it through 16 games if possible. But he's obviously an incredible difference maker.
Even better. You know, it's the obvious answer, I guess. But, you know, the Texans defense played pretty well without him. And with one of the best players in the league returning the lineup, they should be even better. So excited to see him back out there.
Great. And it'll be great because you have the NFL's best defensive player, for my money. I don't have a lot of money, but he would be. As long as he's himself or close to it, they've got the NFL's best defense. Look how well they did without him. Just think about how much better they'll be with him.
Here comes Watt with a sack. The ball is out. And the Texans have it. J.J. with a sack fumble.